Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here. In this video, we're talking about SIBO treatment, and in particular, the elemental diet. The elemental diet is a pre-digested liquid diet that helps to, it's hypoallergenic, it's anti-inflammatory, and it's antimicrobial. Basically, the elemental diet is pre-broken down proteins and carbohydrates with no fiber and some vitamins and minerals. The pre-broken down nature of the proteins and the carbohydrates mean that they're basically already mostly digested and they're fully available for absorption without the need for the digestive process to do much work. And it's a liquid diet, it's a powder, and there are fully elemental diets and there are semi-elemental diets. And as we go through, I'll explain the difference between the two. But first, why do this liquid diet? It sounds a little strange. Well, it's incredibly effective for treating small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. One study showed 80% had a normal lactulose breath test after 2 weeks of the elemental diet. And when those who did still have SIBO continue for an additional week of the elemental diet, that increased the by 5% the results to make it 85% eradication of SIBO based on lactulose breath test normalizing. So that's an incredibly effective treatment. It involves no drugs, no herbals. It's really just broken down nutrients, and it gives the digestive system a break, and it does some interesting things with changing the gut microbiotal environment to essentially eradicate and eliminate most of it, which means that it will often repopulate itself in a more healthful means after the period of elemental diet. Now, this study was on 2 weeks of elemental diet, and it was fully elemental diet. But there have been some Cochrane reviews that have looked at the difference between the effectiveness of elemental and semi-elemental diet and found that semi-elemental diet is as effective as elemental diet. So although we don't have a direct study on semi-elemental diet with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, we have some studies showing semi-elemental diet getting similar benefits to elemental diet. And that definitely means that we could use semi-elemental diet for SIBO treatment as well. So what's the difference between semi-elemental and elemental diet? Well, a semi-elemental diet has not completely broken down proteins. They're partially broken down, but they may be, for example, whey protein used instead of just amino acid broken down fully protein parts. So the fully elemental diet has the proteins fully broken down into the amino acid parts. The semi-elemental diet has the amino acids partially broken down into something like whey peptides, and those are fairly easy to digest still, and it seems like from initial research that semi-elemental diets may have as good of results as elemental diets that are fully elemental. So more research needs to be done, but the semi-elemental diets have a few advantages over the fully elemental diets. One of the fully elemental diet that is, well, there are several fully elemental diets that are available. There's the, first off, you can get a dosing calculator at elementaldiets.com/healthcare-practitioner/dosing-calculator. This is going to take weight, and it's going to calculate how much elemental diet to use, how many calories to replace. And this is assuming no weight change, like someone wants to maintain their weight. You would use less if someone wants to lose weight, or more if someone wants to gain weight. But this can give you a good starting place for how much to recommend, and that can help you to establish what the price is going to be. It can get expensive to do an elemental diet. There is a fully elemental diet that tastes pretty good, made by Physicians Exclusive. There's a prescription elemental diet called Vivanex, made by Nestle, that has ingredients that aren't quite as good, and it tastes pretty horrible, but it is effective. And there is also an elemental diet choice that, a semi-elemental diet choice that is available as well. And the Elemental Heal is the name of one of the semi-elemental diets that's available. And the price is a little better on that, and the effectiveness seems to be good in preliminary research. There are other semi-elemental diets available that don't have ideal ingredients, so they're not quite as highly recommended, but those would include Elicare by Abbott, or 2-Cal, H-I-N, by Abbott, or Peptamen by Nestle. Those are the other semi-elemental diets that are on the market. There can also be a homemade elemental or semi-elemental diet. And to make a homemade semi-elemental or elemental diet, you can go to SIBOinfo.com and click around to elemental diets and click on the link, or go directly to SIBOinfo.com/upload/5/4/8/4/548/4269/homemade_elemental_diet_options.pdf. So you might want to pause the video if you're going to type that whole long thing in, so that you can get it accurately in there. That has a recipe for a homemade elemental diet. And that is a more affordable way to do a fully elemental diet. It does require some prep at home, and it doesn't taste great. So that, though, does allow for more flexibility in terms of macronutrient ratios. You can do an elemental diet with higher or lower fat, carb, and protein percentages. And so your traditional fully elemental diet prepackaged that you're going to get is going to have fixed ratios, which you can add to it. And commonly in our clinic, we'll add MCT oil or coconut oil to the fully elemental diet powder in order to increase the percent of calories coming from fat, and also to offset some of the cost, because adding some fat, which is calorie dense and rich, can allow for less bags of the fully elemental diet to be required. And also the same thing can be done on the semi-elemental diets. We can increase fat percentages by adding extra coconut oil or MCT oil. And we really do like to do that, especially when we want to add some ketone benefit. And the MCT oil, of course, can help with that ketone benefit. Now, elemental and semi-elemental diets are not only of use for treatment with SIBO. There's also research showing effectiveness in irritable bowel diseases like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. In fact, there's quite a lot of research on elemental diets with IBD showing that elemental diets are as effective as steroids like prednisone. So when someone's having an IBD flare, an elemental diet could be a great treatment choice and might avoid the need for steroid medication. So that's something to consider in patients with IBD or concurrent IBD and SIBO. Also, some other autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis have shown some benefit as well for elemental diets. And there is a connection between SIBO and rheumatoid arthritis, so that may be part of why is the elemental diet may be treating SIBO, and SIBO may be causative in part of why rheumatoid arthritis is there, and there may be some benefit from eradicating SIBO, so that may be part of why. And we do see direct research on rheumatoid arthritis with elemental diet. Likely, there may be some improvements in intestinal repair from intestinal permeability or leaky gut from disease conditions such as celiac disease. And so there's a clinical trial that showed that in combination with gluten-free diet, use of elemental diet can help improve symptoms in those with celiac disease. So that is something to consider as well. And subjectively, clinically, there have been lots of improvements in mood, fatigue, sleep, mental clarity. So the elemental diet's useful in many, many different ways. And so it's very, very helpful to use the elemental diet or a semi-elemental diet for SIBO and for many other conditions as well. Basically, the liquid diet is probably working via mostly gut microbiome modulation, and killing off bacteria and reducing inflammation allow for almost a hitting of the reset button on the digestive system, which then can modulate inflammation and help with potentially the regrowth of certain bacteria that increase with fasting. So things like Akkermansia can be a healthful bacteria that increase with fasting, and then some of the microbiota changes post-elemental diet may be significant and helpful. So elemental diet and semi-elemental diet are a very effective treatment for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, usually not a first-line treatment because they are a little bit intense, because a person has to not eat for 2 weeks and do this liquid diet. I will say clinically that a 75% or 80% elemental diet is often, or even semi-elemental diet, is often going to be more effective than no elemental diet use. So it's okay to modify and not do 100%. Maybe have breakfast be non-elemental and lunch and dinner be elemental, or breakfast and lunch be elemental and dinner be non-elemental, and keep dinner as simple as possible, or breakfast as simple as possible if having non-elemental on that time, or maybe supplement with some, you know, other liquids like bone broth or other broths or juices, and have the diet be a mix of elemental diet plus some green juice and or bone broth and or very simple foods. And that can help with making it a little easier, giving people a little more variety and having better compliance and getting better cost effectiveness. So I do recommend that in many cases. I don't recommend this as a frontline therapy because often the herbals or the antibiotics are effective and we don't need to do this more invasive therapy. But if we don't get results, or if there's recurrence and a stubborn case, then elemental diet can be fantastic. So it's something to really consider. The research is on 2 weeks, or if not results on two, then a third week. But there's not research with SIBO on 1 week of elemental diet, although I would venture to guess, because it's so highly effective at 80% eradication rates at 2 weeks, that 1 week may have significant eradication rates. So in our clinic, we'll often combine a calorie-restrictive period of doing something like a fasting-like diet by using elemental diet and a MCT oil in low quantities for a calorie-restricted state to do a one-week version. And that can be more easily tolerated and can also lead to some of the benefits from fasting, and can also add some additional benefits that aren't part of elemental diet that are part of fasting in calorie restriction, and can add some extra weight loss and some extra inflammatory reduction and some extra immune system boosting capacities that we find from the fasting-like diet. And there's a bunch of research on fasting mimicking diet, which is very specific. And if you look at that research, you can modify the calorie amounts and come up with something that's not quite fasting mimicking diet, but it's something similar. We call it fasting-like diet in our clinic, and use sometimes elemental diet or sometimes some Zymogen supplements to help to keep a reduced calorie count in a fasting-like period. So those are some other ideas for some effective treatments for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. The next video, we'll be continuing on with SIBO treatment, talking about SIBO diet. and the different diets to use, when and why not, and how to apply those diets in tandem with and or separate from antimicrobial treatment or elemental treatment. So thank you so much for watching. Have a great day.